Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
When the news broke,
you ain't noticed what's happening.
Russell Wilson,
he just took a guess.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
I told you when the news broke that Russell Wilson had given the Seahawks a deadline of April 15th, tax day. Get me a new contract or see a brother walk. That was the ultimatum he gave to him. And I told you, I said he is going to be and should be. Not that he's the best. But just because of the way timing works in the NFL and all the pro sports, he should be the highest paid player in the league. And by golly, wow, what happened yesterday? Russell Wilson signs a 4-year, $140 million contract extension, averaging $35 million a year, getting a $65 million signing bonus to make him the highest player in the NFL. So, yes, I'm feeling good about it. And I'm shocked that you aren't, because you typically love when dudes get paid. You were practically up in here dancing when Manny Machado got overpaid, when Bryce Harper got his deal.
Yeah, but those are over $300 million deals.
Okay.
Those were ones that make you feel good.
You were dancing when Antonio Brown got his deal with the Raiders.
He had no money left on his contract, and
when
he got
Le'Veon
paid.
When Le'Veon Bell got his deal, even though it wasn't what you thought it'd be with the Jets.
He got his deal.
How you going to hate on Russell Wilson?
Because Russell Wilson doesn't deserved the deal.
Stop it!
Hey.
I'm not saying that. I'm mad at him. You know what you're worth in this world? You're worth what someone's willing to pay you. That's what you're worth, and they wanted to pay him.
I love
that they at least said, I mean, Russell Wilson's camp, that if you don't sign me by midnight, I won't sign a contract here. So he forced their hand, and they delivered. From the stuff that I heard, they had some rinky-dink $28 million extension at first in hand, and their people said no. That's what they thought. And my only thing is, hey, if you're going to pay Matthew Stafford, who was the highest-paid player in the league not that long ago, and he hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years – I'm not mad at him that I got it, because we talk about it all the time. Ask me if I would have given it to the 20th ranked quarterback. He's at the bottom.
How's he 20th? You talking about Russell Westbrook or Russell Wilson?
You don't even know his name.
Russell Wilson?
Yes.
20th ranked in what?
In what world?
You're saying, now remember, we're a national radio show.
Yes.
They're hearing you in Alabama.
I know.
Texas.
I know.
Washington State.
I know what national means.
DC,
I went to Columbia.
You think that Russell Wilson is the 20th
stat
best
wise,
quarterback?
I'm talking about that.
What stats you looking at?
Plenty of them.
Go ahead. Give me your little weak stats. You need to upgrade. You need to get with the analytics, because I don't know what statistics you looking at.
No,
he's the 20th
no,
best quarterback
I'm talking about
in the NFL.
Yards per game?
Yeah,
216 yards. He was like 20th.
So that means he's the 20th best quarterback.
No,
in the
I'm just saying, if you're so great and you're this great quarterback, they would let you throw the ball
let
more.
Let me give you a few.
They don't let him throw the ball.
Did
why
they make
why
the
is
playoffs?
That? You know what? When I think of Russell Wilson, you know what I think of? The horrible pick he threw to lose the Super Bowl to the Patriots. That's his shining moment. Tell me what his shining moment is, Chris Broussard.
His shining
I dare
moment.
You.
I'm going to dare
give
you.
Give me. Tell me
the
one.
The year before when he won the Super Bowl.
What did he do? Doing that, tell
he
me.
Won.
The Legion of Boom won the Super Bowl.
Is it
wasn't
team?
Russell Wilson.
Is it a team?
He threw for 206 yards. He ain't win no Super Bowl.
Is it
the Legion of Boom? And you know what else has helped him out? They had his first 4 years in the league. They had the highest scoring defense in the NFL. Don't give me that. His signature moment is when he threw the pick at the 1 yard line and blew the Super Bowl for Seattle.
That's
the guy who should be the highest paid
quarterback.
That's the quarterback
right there.
Please.
The hatin'est brother of all time. Let me give you some real stats.
No, I'm giving you.
Because you can't
you
take
couldn't even
away.
Give me a highlight. Give
you,
me one.
You cannot
I'm
take.
I'm still waiting.
You cannot take away Russell Wilson's Super Bowl.
I'm not taking
the
it away.
Ring on his finger does not say Legion of Boom.
Give me,
it says
give me one
Seattle
highlight moment.
Seahawks.
Can you give me his highlight moment of
I'm
his
gonna
career?
I'm going to give you some stats.
I'm asking you, Chris.
I don't judge a career by one play.
I'm just saying, give
right?
me one.
I don't judge a career
oh,
by one
there isn't.
Play.
We'll be here all night.
And
I'll
you
wait.
Obviously don't watch the
I'll
Seattle
wait.
Seahawks play
no,
football because
I'm
anybody
blind.
That watches them knows that the only reason they made the playoffs the last few years is because of that dude's greatness with the arm and with the legs. Let me give you a few stats.
Is that
you're
why they about, lost to Dallas in the
talking,
playoff game?
No,
is that
they
why?
Lost to Dallas in the playoff
why?
Game because his supporting cast is mediocre.
Oh, it's not his. Oh, but Aaron Rodgers' supporting cast isn't.
Aaron
okay.
Rodgers? Why are we even
I'm
talking
just,
about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, because you always bring up other guys.
Did he make the playoffs?
Well, you always bring up other guys. Now you're
did
saying
he make the playoffs?
It ain't got nothing to do with
Hold
Russell
on, did
Wilson.
Did he make the playoffs?
Please, Chris.
The last two
Please.
Years, where's Aaron Rodgers been?
He
the
was hurt.
Was he hurt this year?
Yes. He got hurt in game one.
He played through it.
Did
I
he
don't
get
hurt?
You
excuses.
Said you asked me, did
you
he get
don't
hurt?
Give LeBron James
did you ask
excuses?
Me that?
I'm not giving Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not giving him an excuse, but all of a sudden you're saying. No, you said that Russell Wilson is supporting cast. That's all of a sudden you threw out.
Let me give you some numbers.
I don't
Mr.
have time
Parker.
For numbers.
Yeah. You threw out that week old 216 yards a game. Last year, you're talking about he don't let him throw the ball. They let him throw it enough to have 35 touchdowns. That ranked third in the league, Rob Parker, higher than your boy Aaron Rodgers. 7 interceptions. That's a tremendous touchdown to INT.
Aaron Rodgers
ratio.
Had 2 interceptions all year.
But he didn't have 35 TDs.
He had 30.
And Aaron, look, you always talking about Aaron Rodgers, and this is true. Is the top-rated quarterback as far as passer rating of all time. Guess who's number 2? Russell Wilson. higher than Tom Brady, higher than Ben Roethlisberger, higher than Drew Brees, and so on and so forth. This dude is the truth. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's better than Patrick Mahomes, he's better than Brees, Brady, guys like that. But he is a top-tier quarterback, maybe seventh, eighth in the league.
According to passer rating, he was 11th this past year.
But overall, for career, he is second in history. Second highest passer rating in NFL history. And you got the audacity to tell me this dude doesn't deserve to get paid? 7 years in the league, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl championship, 2nd all-time passer rating in history. How in the world can you hate? And I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the league, but this is how it works.
And he's the author.
Next up is the highest paid if you're top tier.
And he's the author of the worst moment in Super Bowl history at the 1 yard line when he threw a pick. He owns
you
it.
You need to blame that on the coach.
I'm not blaming it on him. That was
a horrible call.
It was a horrible throw.
It was a horrible call.
It was a pick to cost the city. He could have audibled out of it and said, a quarterback with any sense would say, this doesn't make sense. I got the greatest, at the time, the best running back in the league standing behind me. Hand him the ball.
Then
a chance to run it in
so
twice.
So you're going to judge a guy's entire career off of one play? That's all you keep bringing up.
But that's the most dubious Super Bowl play ever. How many TV sets were kicked in courtesy of Russell Wilson?
That's all right.
TV set in.
In Seattle.
And your wife kicked her TV set in.
Seattle did the right thing. Bring that man back. You may never get another franchise quarterback. How long have the New York Jets been looking for a franchise quarterback? How long have the Cleveland Browns been looking for a franchise quarterback? How long have the Cincinnati Bengals been looking for a franchise quarterback? You have one, pay the man. In 4 years, that contract won't be, heck, next 2 years, it won't be the highest in the league. He deserves it. He's worth it. And watch them make the playoffs year after year after year. Alex.
No, there's no mic drop there. Don't do that. Every time he calls for something, don't do that.
I'll give you some if you want, Rob.
When I ask you for stuff, I'm sitting here, man.
I'm always ready with Kawhi.
This is a ruse. This is a ruse.
He gives
man.
You Kawhi no, he whenever you want. It.
He should be doing Kawhi without me asking because my jokes are so funny.
He gives you pity rim shots.
I shouldn't even have to ask for that. You should just be. You're on. Everybody else behind you are laughing, and you're the only one with the button.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends, when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We bring in an NBA champion, Fox Sports NBA analyst, one of the best in the business, Antonio Daniels. How you doing, man?
What's up?
I'm not doing as good as Russell Wilson, but I'm okay, though. I'm all right.
He's doing real well, right?
Hey, you saw that
video in everything.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
Best life.
Right. No doubt. But, you know, I got a bone to pick with you. You want to get out of your bet about the OKC going to the Western Conference Final? You want to get
Rob
out of
Parker.
It? I'll let you go half on the wings you owe me so that you could get out of it.
Rob Parker, you need to stop it. You need to stop it. Because if you go and you look at game one, go back and look at game one and look at the fact that Jeremy Grant, Paul George, and Dennis Schroeder were 15 of 49 from the field and 4 of 25 from three. And with 2 minutes to go, it's a one-point game.
It's called basketball, but they didn't win. It's about wins and losses.
I tell you, I am right with you because it's not whether or not you went by 100 or by one. The fact of the matter is they won. But if you're Oklahoma City, there's so many things that you can take. Do you really think? Come on, let's put our bias aside. Let's put the chicken wings aside. Let's be honest. Do you really think that Oklahoma City is going to shoot the ball that bad every single game?
Of course not.
Okay. The thing is, they shot sub 20% from three. If they shoot 20% from the three-point line, they win that game. Just 20% from three.
All right, we still got our bet.
I'm glad you brought that up, Antonio, because Paul George, we know he's playing with the ailing shoulder on his shooting shoulder. He was 8 for 24, as you mentioned, 4 for 15 from three. Does he need to not settle for the three? Obviously, he's going to take some and penetrate and try to get closer shots because of the shoulder or what?
You know, I think that's kind of a double-edged sword. I don't know the pain that he's in. I mean, I'm a live with Paul George being Paul George, plain and simple. I've done it all year. There's a reason that he was in the MVP conversation with Giannis and also with James Harden. And if your shoulder is hurt or if your shoulder is ailing or if it's not feeling good, do you really want the contact? Do you really, like, on one end, you're running through screens, you're chasing guys through screens, so you can't avoid that. So that on the defensive end, you can't control your movement. On the offensive end, you can, however, control what it is you want to do and the contact that you want to receive. So I think it's easy on one end to say he should attack the rim. On another end, I don't know if I would be attacking the rim either if my shoulder wasn't 100%.
Right. Antonio, we witnessed the biggest comeback ever in an NBA game, playoff game last night. With the Clippers, who have been an incredible story, even after they traded Tobias Harris, their best player. They made a playoff run. And what they did last night, what did you make of that last night? Most teams would have rolled over down 31 on the road and called it a night. What did that tell you about the Clippers or the Warriors?
Well, honestly, what it told you about the Clippers is what you've known since they made that trade. They're a very resilient group, and they're a direct reflection of their coach and also the guys that they rely on, the Patrick Beverleys, the Montrezl Harrells, the Lou Williams. Those guys don't quit. They do not quit. And you know, this is a star-driven league, and so often you hear, you know, for a team to compete, they have to have a star. I get that. Maybe for a team to compete for a championship, you do need a star or two or three. I get it. But if you're a star out there that is going to be a free agent, and you're watching this Los Angeles Clippers team, and you realize that they are one cog away from being a championship-caliber team, how can you not want to join that resilient group?
I agree with you.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Kawhi, obviously all the talk is that Kawhi is going to go there, and it looked like it'd be a great move. And Kevin Durant to talk about New York. If I'm Durant, though, and I know he's got a good relationship with Steve Ballmer, he loves L.A., I think he's got a home out here in the summer, how can you not consider the Clippers,
For sure. Right? I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. They have enough space for two max spots. I'm sorry, man. I get the whole limelight of the Knicks and so on and so forth. But if you look at what the Clippers are doing, if you look at what the Clippers are doing in comparison to what the Lakers are doing, in comparison to what the New York Knicks are doing, I am sorry. And Brooklyn is playing extremely well, too. You have to take your hat off to them as well, because that is a resilient group, a young group that plays with a lot of energy and a lot of effort. But I tell you what, man. That Clipper group, if I'm sitting at home and I'm watching that team play and I realize that that team may be a player or two for competing against the Golden State Warriors, especially if you're Kevin Durant and you remove yourself from the Golden State Warriors, man, listen, how do you not entertain that offer? How do you not entertain that thought?
No doubt about it. Just to the Clippers again. You heard the story about Doc Rivers losing $2,000 or whatever in the street.
Yes.
The only thing that nobody knows about that story is they were all singles, those $2,000. I wonder where it was going.
You know Rob was going to lead it into that, Antonio.
I'm not touching that.
Right.
I'm not touching that.
Right.
I am not
touching
that.
Don't let him get you in trouble.
I'm not touching that. But my first thought was,
who carries $2,000?
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Right?
My first thought was, who walks around with $2,000 just in their pocket?
Right.
Nobody carries money anymore.
It's the iCup. We're joined by NBA champion Antonio Daniels. And speaking of Kevin Durant, Antonio, look, this is 12th year or whatever it is in the league. I've always felt since day one, Kevin Durant is unguardable. You just
Agreed.
Do the best you can, and you hope he misses. That's what you have to do. But
right.
I got to admit, I feel like Patrick Beverley is actually stopping KD to some degree. Like, I think he's bothering him I've never seen it personally. Maybe somebody's guarded him as well. But I think with his ability to get up in Durant, his strength, you know, he's stronger than KD, even though he's shorter. I think he's really bothering him and guarding KD better than I've really seen before. Like, I don't think this is just KD missing. I think Patrick Beverley is really up in him. Am I wrong about this?
No. You're 100% right. There are two things that are going to come of this. Now, again, let's put our bias aside about how we feel about Kevin Durant and how we feel about Patrick Beverley. Because the fact of the matter is that Patrick Beverley is a bulldog. He is a bulldog. But this is a NBA thing where officials allow smaller guys to get away with more on bigger guys. Good it's point. Almost like when there's a bigger guy on the block and he's being guarded by a smaller guy, they allow the smaller guy to be so much more physical.
Right.
And they are allowing so much with Patrick Beverley on Kevin Durant that they would not allow other guys to get away with Kevin Durant.
That's like, a imagine great that point. That's you can see it. Even when the ball is dead, yes, Beverly's like hugging him.
Right, he's hugging
right,
him.
Right, you're right.
And
that's a good point.
You know, the basis and the changing of the rules this year was all about freedom of movement. They do not allow you to hold guys. They do not allow you to grab guys. Guys are allowed to run free. Patrick Beverly's doing a great job of manipulating the rules, but the officials are letting a lot go. One. Two, this is going to bring Steve Kerr's coaching into question. Not in a bad way, but now his job as a coach is to put Kevin Durant in a position where his size becomes the biggest advantage for him over Patrick Beverley. So he doesn't have the ball 20, 25 feet of the rim away from the rim and allowing Patrick Beverley to use his leverage to get under him. But to put him 5, 10 feet from the rim where he can either turn and face Patrick Beverley or just catch and shoot over top of him. So this is a twofold thing. Patrick Beverley's doing a great job on Kevin Durant. But on the flip side, if you're Coach Steve Kerr, and it's not just Steve Kerr, it's every coach, your job is to put guys in a position to be successful without them exerting so much energy. So it remains to be seen the adjustments that they make offensively in Game 3 for Kevin Durant.
Great points. Those are some great points. Because you're right. They're allowing Beverly to do stuff they wouldn't allow a small forward to do.
Not at all.
So that's a great point. Last thing, Boogie Cousins. Look, we all feel bad for DeMarcus Cousins.
That's a shame.
It's horrible. It's unfortunate. But that aside, the emotions aside, are they really going to miss him much on the court? I mean, do you think it's going to hurt them as far as their chances of winning it all?
You know, my thing is, like, we can't one day say they have a huge advantage with Boogie Cousins and his skill set and his ability to dominate down low, and then when he gets hurt, say, it's not a big deal. So then that means it wasn't a big deal with him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for me, I was one who thought Boogie Cousins gave them an advantage that they've never had. They've never had a pure post guy that they can go to on the box. For example, if they get out of this round and they play when they get out of this round and they play the Houston Rockets, one of the things that Houston does, and this is what hurts Utah, is when they switch, if you don't have a big that can dominate that switch on a James Harden, on a Eric Gordon, or on a Chris Paul, then that plays in the Houston's hands. Boogie Cousins is that guy, if you are the Houston Rockets, that you cannot switch on because of his physicality and ability to dominate down low. So, yes, I think Boogie Cousins gone is going to hinder and hurt the Golden State Warriors. Do I still have them as the front runners? I do.
All right. That's great stuff, Antonio. Man,
as always.
We appreciate it.
And I'll let you know once this series in OKC can't get out of the first round.
You know what, Rob? You know what, Rob? I'm so confident, Rob. Let's double it.
What we got? So now we got
already?
Was
it 20?
It was 20 wings.
Now it's 40?
So now it's 40.
Let's make it 40.
Wow.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's make it 40.
All right.
There
it is.
My man.
All right, Antonio. Great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Last night, something historic happened. The Clippers rallied from a 31-point second-half deficit against
you've been watching
the
basketball
number one
for a
team
long
in
time.
The league.
You ain't never seen that.
That was incredible. I was watching that game, and obviously it was a blowout early. And I'm just watching it, and I'm like, I'm thinking in my mind, like, man, Golden State they came to play. Like, they're serious about not just that game, but, like, they're serious. They saw what Houston did to Utah, and they're, like, sending a message as well. And then, of course, the comeback begins. And it began when Steph Curry went out early, like, 8 minutes left, roughly, in the third quarter. They're up 28. And then the Clippers outscoring by 14 the rest of the quarter. And Lou Williams got going, sixth man of the year to be. Was the sixth man of the year last year as well. And they were in a rhythm, and they couldn't be stopped. And Golden State was out of rhythm, and they never could get it back. Kevin Durant fouled out. But check this out, Rob. He had zero fouls at halftime. So he had four fouls in the second half. I believe three of those four were offensive. I believe four of his six were offensive. And we talked with Antonio Daniels about how Patrick Beverly was bothering him. But another part of the story, of course, is that DeMarcus Boogie Cousins, who had been starting at center for the Warriors this year, he tore his quad, non-contact injury.
What a shame. He was dribbling, right, going after the ball,
he was kind of trying to get control of the ball,
and he's going off, but there's nobody around him.
Nope.
Have you seen the video? Nobody.
Yeah, just non-contact, and he's going to be out roughly 8 months. That's Tony Parker had a similar injury, and that's how long he was out. And so that's a big loss in some people's mind. Antonio thought it was a big loss. I got to be honest. Look, I feel for Boogie. I think emotionally the Warriors will feel it. And, you know, like everybody, they're pulling for him. He's a fellow teammate and all-star caliber player. The Achilles kept him from getting paid last summer. This quad will keep him from getting big money this summer. So you wonder if he's ever going to get it. And so I'm sure emotionally it'll be a drain on them for a small amount of time. But I don't think it's going to hurt them very much on the court.
No. I don't either. I agree. I think they were going to win another way, but they've already won twice. And
right.
They got enough firepower. That's not to
three times.
Right, but I'm saying
twice with Durant.
With Durant. But I'm saying I'm not poo-pooing him or acting like he doesn't matter.
Right.
But I'm just saying that team.
They were so loaded.
They were loaded. It was overloaded.
Right. Well, and that's a good point because we all know of his defensive liabilities. And to his credit, he was playing pretty good defense, probably the best defense of his career, and had a great attitude and everything, was just bought in and was playing really well. But Kevon Looney, who's his backup, is a better defender. And they're probably going to be better on that end of the floor with Boogie on the bench. And then offensively, Rob, I thought lately they had been going through Boogie a little too much. Now, we know he's a great offensive player.
Right.
But going through him takes away from your other three stars, Steph, Clay, and Kevin Durant. So I think they're going to be fine. Heck, he got hurt 4 minutes into the game, and they went on to take a 31-point lead. So I don't think they'll miss him much, and I still think they're the favorites, but they're not looking nearly as good thus far as the Houston Rockets in the playoffs.
Yeah, not so far because of that. You can't give up a 31-point lead at home. I mean, that's just
– I'm going to give
some credit to the Clippers.
We've
seen them this year, Chris. And you remember that one game I always bring up to you was when they were down 28 in Boston. This was right after they traded Tobias Harris.
Right.
And that just showed me something about them. You know what I mean? Because at that time, most people thought they were tanking, right? That was it.
Because they lose their – making the playoffs, they lost their first-round pick.
Right. But there's something about it. Doc Rivers has done some job. They don't give up. They had 29 points off of turnovers. Lou Williams is I don't know who could trade that guy.
Magic traded him. Magic Johnson.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, he is a stud.
No, he's tremendous. He's going to be the sixth man of the year again for the second time, is it?
Did you see the shot he made? He's a fall away. I mean, that was the one to tie it, and then they got the three to go ahead.
He's instant offense. There's no question about it. An interesting trend, Rob, developing. Let's start it off talking about this way. Patrick Beverly, 6'1", is guarding Kevin Durant, who's essentially a 7-footer, and doing a heck of a job. Now, we had Antonio Daniels on last hour. He made a great point that referees let smaller guys get away with stuff on bigger guys that they wouldn't let a typical small forward or power forward get away with against Kevin Durant. And that's true because Beverly's freaking holding Durant during dead balls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that is true, but Beverly is in Durant unlike anybody I've ever seen. And he's getting up under him, so it's harder for Durant to dribble and pull up, which is a lot of what he likes to do. He's denying them the ball at times. They're doubling him at times and getting the ball out of Durant's hands. That's where a lot of the turnovers he had 9 last night came from. And I think Patrick Beverley's guarding him better. I know it's only two games, but I can't remember somebody locking up Kevin Durant this way.
I love Beverley. You remember going back, we know he's a tough player. Right. He's been through a lot to make it, so he doesn't take anything for granted. Right. He wasn't the guy first picked. He was always last picked, you know, not picked.
Played in Russia.
Yeah, so he's like, dude, I'm all of my energy. You remember when Lonzo Ball's first game, and he D'd him up from the inbounds. You remember? I mean, and he was like, nobody's doing that. Right. No, in the NBA. Nobody.
And he did it because of LeVar.
He just said, like, okay, what?
It was like Lonzo
your daddy
had to
say
pay
what?
For the sins of his father.
I mean,
right?
but I just love that about him, that I don't care who you are, the situation is.
He's the type of guy you hate to play against, but you love it when he's on your team. And here's what I wanted to get to, Rob, and I don't know how to explain it. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know how to explain it. But we talked about Kevin Durant and how Beverly's guarding him. Durant is actually shooting very well from the field in this series. He's averaging 22 points, which is good, but we expect more from Kevin Durant. He's shooting 54% from the floor. He's just not taking a lot of shots. He's averaging like 12 shots a game in this series. Last night he took 8 shots. He's shooting 56% from the floor actually in this series.
Wow.
But the thing is, this is not just during this series. The last 17 games, basically the last month and a half of the regular season, okay, last 17 regular season games, for all of March and all of half of April, which was the regular season, Kevin Durant has averaged 20 points on 13 shots a game. And for the season, he averaged 26 points on 17 shots a game. So he's shooting the ball less over the last month and a half. I don't know. I mentioned Boogie, them running through Boogie a little more. I don't think that's what the issue is. I don't know how to explain it. Like, this is, Kevin Durant is, for all the other things he does well, rebound, pass, defend, he's a scorer. And for him only to be shooting 13 shots a game is strange.
Sounds very low.
Yeah, and 20 points a game. For him to average 20 points a game. He hasn't averaged that low since probably his rookie year. So, I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, game one didn't seem to be a problem, even though he didn't shoot that much. I'm just saying for them.
He was 8 for 16.
Right.
But
that's more like it. Right?
Right,
16
right,
shots,
right.
I'm saying.
Right, and the problem in that game was he just got ejected. The problem in that game was he got ejected.
But I'll tell you this. Yesterday was a horrible loss, the one that goes down in history, in the NBA record books, right?
Right.
It was that bad. But I'm not here sounding the alarm. Oh, my God, it's all over. They're not going to win. Boogie got hurt as well. I still fully expect, Chris, that they will win the NBA championship for a third year in a row. It ain't no cakewalk.
Right. It ain't going to be a cakewalk.
It ain't no cakewalk.
Sound the alarm.
That's right. Normally, I'm the first guy to pull the plug, you know, or pull the alarm.
Right. I mean, you sounded on Patrick Mahomes not going to be the MVP. The Patriots.
We don't have time for all this, Chris.
I'm just giving, you know.
No, what do you mean?
Tom Brady could do that.
No, Tom can't. And I'll tell you. But in this case, Chris, are you panicking? Are you one of the guys ready to panic?
I'm not panicking. And I'm like you, I'm not going to sound the alarm. But I will say this. The Warriors are more vulnerable than they have been since Kevin Durant got there. And, I mean, they ended up losing it in 2016. They look more – we didn't know they were vulnerable at that time, right? They won 73 games. We thought they were going to win the championship. But they look more vulnerable than that right now. Like, is it out of the realm of possibility that Houston could beat them? No. Like, now, if they started that series tomorrow, and when they started in a couple weeks, I'm now saying – the Warriors are the favorite, but if I put a percentage on it, I'm going to say 62, 63% Warriors. That's close.
I would say
70, almost 60-40.
I would say 75-25. I still believe the Warriors, with their firepower, if they don't have another injury and they just play with the guys they have, I still think they could beat Houston. Houston,
I think they can.
Houston's not the same team to me that they were a year ago.
No, a lot of people are saying, you're right. A lot of people saying that. But they look. No, you know, it's only one game. They look great against Utah.
Absolutely.
And Harden is playing lights out basketball. Obviously, Chris Paul, Clint Capella, Eric Gordon. Their defense has stiffened up. So I'm just saying, like, and look, and it's not just Houston. Milwaukee, could they give the Warriors some problems? I know they're young. They're completely inexperienced as far as winning playoff series and going deep. But their length, if they're playing well and Golden State isn't, maybe they could do some damage. Like, it's just – it's more interesting, I think, than we foresaw. I know it's early in the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
I'm just not on that ship yet. I need to see more. I know people go back to, well, if Chris Paul wasn't hurt
– right.
Excuse me, they would have won. And I'm not even convinced of that. I know people say it, but I'm not convinced of that.
I feel you. I still would have picked Golden
State. I mean, I know a lot of people just automatically assumed it. Oh yeah, no, they would have won. I'm not there.
Right. But even so, they did play them really close. Whether they would have won or not,
right.
You got to give them that.
No, I give you that. But also, as we saw when they missed 27 straight threes, when you live by that three,
right.
If that thing abandons you like it did, it can cost you.
No, and that's one thing people misread about Golden State it's a misperception that they're just this great shooting team. They get backdoor layups. They get penetration, driving layups. They get backdoor cuts. They shoot in the mid-range, especially Durant. They obviously shoot the three. They run the fast break. I mean, they score in every way. And with Cousins, they scored in the post. Now, not so much since he's going to be out. But, I'm just saying, Rob, I'm with you. They still are my pick to win it. But I'm just saying that they're more vulnerable than I think most people expected. So it could make for an exciting postseason.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Pleased to bring in our next guest. He's the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks and could soon be the new NBA Executive of the Year. He's certainly at the top of the list of candidates. It's none other than John Horst of the Milwaukee Bucks. John, how you doing?
What's up?
Great, guys. How you doing, Chris? How you doing, Rob?
We're great. We're great. Probably not as good as you are after that demolition of the Detroit Pistons in game one. And obviously you guys had a great regular season, John, and a lot of people have you favored in the Eastern Conference. My one question about the Bucks entering the playoffs was just the lack of playoff experience in terms of winning series. Like, your main guys haven't won any playoff series. How did Coach Bud and the players, Budenholzer, you know, how do you think they've overcome or will overcome any lack of deep playoff experience?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great question. It's something that's brought up a lot with our team. You know, the truth is that this will be our third straight playoff appearance. We've had good kind of grinded out series where we've been very competitive against the Raptors a couple of years ago, the Celtics last year in a 7-game series that the existing team coming into this year were part of. You know, then you add in a guy like Brooke Lopez, George Hill, Nico Mirotic, Pat Connaughton. Those are all guys that have playoff experiences as well and have won and been part of teams that have advanced in the playoffs. And kind of the icing on the cake, and you mentioned him as being part of, you know, how do we prepare these guys, is Bud, you know, Coach Budenholzer, who, you know, for something that we're proud of, something that just happened, he's just been named the Coaches Association Coach of the Year, something voted on by his peers and a great honor. But he's a coach that has coached a team as a head coach deep into the playoffs and obviously been part of multiple championships and in a number of successful playoff runs in San Antonio as an assistant. And so, you know, we believe that in addition to actually being one of the better teams, if not the best team throughout the regular season, and the talent and the abilities that our team has prepares us to advance in the playoffs and be successful in the playoffs. We believe that we actually have quite a bit of experience and exposure into these playoffs and things that will help us advance hopefully this year.
John, what about when you win a big game like that and it's a blowout? Do you have to temper people and, you know, you got to go through it. It's 4 out of 7. You know, it's a long run. You can't get too high on,
especially with Blake Griffin.
You know what I mean? But is there some way of reaching the players to understand, This is a battle. This is the playoffs. This is not just some blowout on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one game at a time. We played extremely well in one game, and we're thankful for that, you know, to be up 1-0 in the series. But this is the playoffs. Every team that's here is here for a reason. Have had great runs at different points throughout the season, have talent. And of course, Detroit's down Blake. But we can't look past them in any way just because we beat them by 40 points or, you know, near 40 points or we're up by 40. I mean, I think the game that we saw last night, if that doesn't give you a reason for pause and a reason to be cautious and make sure you're prepared and focused, then I don't know what would. You know, that's a team that was down by 30 points in the course of a game and came back and won. So we're thankful that we won the game. We're glad that we won the game. Proud of our guys for the efforts that we had to win game one and be up in the series. But now we got to look at it like it's 0-0 and try to figure out how to win game two.
John, I'm glad you brought up the Clippers' historic comeback against the Warriors. But in that sense, I don't know if it's you, if it's me, or I'm making this up. But I think a lot of people were like, woe is me. The playoffs are going to be horrible. No LeBron James in it. And we've seen so many upsets and teams that have made, you know, series out of first round series, which usually go 4-0, you know, and are non-compelling. But in this series so far, in the playoffs so far, I've been wowed like 3 or 4 times. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely, yeah. And obviously, LeBron not being in the playoffs is a difference compared to years past. But the product in the NBA this year is as good, if not better, than it's ever been. And you look at the parity in the league, all the different teams that have a chance to win on any given night and ultimately win the ultimate prize of the championship over the course of the playoffs. I think there's a number of teams that have had great seasons that have made, you know, significant progress from where they were a year before. You look at a team like Brooklyn and what they've done this year and you know, Orlando Magic, what they've done this year, and them figuring out a way to win game one is pretty special. And a team like us to take a significant jump from last year to this year and be in a position that we are going to the playoffs and Portland to have that big win that they had with, you know, being down some guys. And so I think that our league is as strong as ever. The balance is really, really good. And I think it's going to make for a really exciting playoffs.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst. John, you guys took more three-pointers than any team in the league. You led the league in three-point attempts. Obviously, with Giannis Antetokounmpo, you guys get a lot of stuff in the paint. How much does analytics play in your approach, the style that you guys play?
That's a big part of it. We try to use analytics in everything we do, whether that's the players that we acquire or identify and target, style of play that we play, or different matchups and philosophies against teams that we play against. We try to have it be part of everything that we do. And you know, I think, again, for us, it's always a balance. So analytics is not everything. Scouting is not everything. You know, coach's gut and his feel is not everything. My gut and my feel is not everything. So I think that we use all those things, we value all those things, but we like to try to look at all the pieces of the puzzle before we make decisions or before we go forward with philosophies or styles. And analytics is a part of that. And the result of that, you know, the result of our talent, the result of the way that we've been coached, and the result of the way that we utilize all the resources that are at our fingertips is a team that's top 5 in offense and defense over the course of the regular season, which is the only team in the NBA that did that this year. And a big part of that is style of play and taking and making shots that are efficient and preventing the opponent from taking and making shots that are efficient. And it sounds pretty simple, but we try to simplify everything we can. But analytics is the root and behind is the root of that and behind a lot of that.
Giannis, I mentioned him, and he very well could be named the MVP when that comes out in a few weeks. He got my vote. James Harden second. No, but the story came out recently, John, about how he was invited to be in Space Jam, which is LeBron James' remake of the Michael Jordan movie that they're going to be working on this summer. And he said he didn't want to be Hollywood, that he's just really concerned about playing basketball, and that's about it. How unique, in your opinion, is Giannis from, you know, a lot of other NBA players or superstars in this day and age?
Yeah, you know, comparing him to other superstars in this day and the age, I'm not necessarily comfortable or qualified to do that because Giannis is the only true superstar in his superstar prime that I've ever had the pleasure to work with and be around. I can tell you about him specifically, it just fits who he is on and off the court. He's extremely focused, driven, loyal, and just kind of motivated by the mission that he has, you know, personally and professionally. And I think the results of that is what you've seen in a player who's gotten better every single year, started as a 15th pick in the draft, a guy who wasn't expected to start, to starting, you know, down the second half of his rookie year, developing into a second year, third year, becoming all-star, and all the things we've happened. And now, in my opinion, and luckily I'm thankful, it sounds like Chris's opinion, and Rob, I guess we can get you on the record here in a second, too.
He's way harder.
Is now the MVP of the league. So it's pretty unique, pretty special to have a guy like him care about what he cares about and do the things the way he does it on and off the floor every day is pretty special.
Last thing, what is Milwaukee like as a sports town now? I mean, obviously, the Brewers made a run. They're doing well this year, top of the division. You guys are in the playoffs with big expectations. What's Milwaukee like right now as far as sports?
Yeah, it's great. Starting with sports, you know, the renaissance is kind of happening in the sports teams of the Brewers and the Bucks downtown, and facilities, and having an MVP in Major League Baseball and an MVP in the National Basketball Association, you know, 5 miles away from each other is pretty cool. The brand new facilities we have with Fiserv Forum and our practice facility, Frederick Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Science Center, just like state-of-the-art facilities that are right next door to each other. Just a really, really a lot of fun, exciting things that are happening, I would say, just in the overall energy of the city. And then you literally look across the cityscape and the skyline of Milwaukee, and the physical landscape of the city is changing. And it's neat to have the Milwaukee Bucks be a big part of that transformation, and just a really, really fun time to be in our city and part of a sports franchise.
John, as we let you go, I would tell you to make the game a little closer, a little more exciting for those of us watching, but I'm sure you're enjoying the blowout.
I was going to say.
Guys, I will take anything from 1 to affinity at the margin of victory, and we'll move on and feel great about it.
Hey, that's in the playoffs. That's all it's about. Win in advance. All right, John exactly Horst, right. The Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks general manager. The Bucks play game 2 Wednesday night against the Detroit Pistons. 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific on NBA TV. They're up 1-0 over Detroit. John, thanks for joining the Odd Couple.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Best of luck.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!